Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Pastor Dallas, and I personally want to thank you for purchasing or receiving this CD. It is our hope and prayer that our ministry blesses and enriches your life in such a spectacular way that you can noticeably see a change in not just your life, but that change also has a way of impacting and affecting your entire family. We pray the Lord's blessings upon you continually. And as you listen to every word that comes through this CD message, we pray that you will see the transformation of the Lord and sense the power and anointing of the Lord as he was resonating in our fellowship. Now sit back and listen to this.
Amen. Open your Bibles with me to the book of 2 Peter. Hallelujah. 2 Peter. And we're going to go to the third chapter. 2 Peter chapter 3. When you have it, say amen. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 3. We're going to start our reading at verse number 8. We're going to go all the way through verse number 18. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that you be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom giveth unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, that they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing of his word. Today I'd like to use for a subject topic growth. Growth. Amen. The scripture says at the culmination of what we just read, but grow in grace. Amen. There are many things that we're looking for, the promises of God, the word of God, the command of God. We're looking for the manifestation of God in the earth. And as we are associated with and in relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, one of the things that is necessary for the believer is that we would grow, that we would not stay the same, but that we would grow. Amen? Amen. So when we come to God, we come as we are. Right? We cannot save ourselves. We are powerless to save ourselves. So we come to him bearing all of our issues, bearing all of our shortcomings, bearing all of our failures and our fallacies. And it's good to know that just as we come to God, he receives us as we are. Hallelujah. We enter into a relationship with him that's not based on works, but is based on our confession of faith. With our mouths, we confess that Jesus is Lord. And with our hearts, we believe by the power of God that he raised Jesus from the dead. The scripture tells us that by this confession and by this belief, we will be saved. In Romans 10 and 9. The scripture clarifies further that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In this, we learn that there is no classism in Christ. We find out that there is no particular group of people who have been ostracized by the kingdom of heaven, whereby we are incapable of salvation. What that lets me know is that no matter how deep we may have sunk down in the abyss of sins and transgressions, the grace of God, it still reaches deep enough to grab us out of any situation that we find ourselves in. And then I thank God for grace, because even after we said yes, even after we are in Christ, the Bible says that no good thing dwells in the flesh. And that from time to time, some of us, all of us, will make mistakes. All of us will walk away from the grace of God. But I thank God that his grace reaches out in the middle of where we are and grants to us what we stand in need of and doesn't criticize us for not being perfect. Thank you, God. Because even in our errors, God ministers to us and it helps us to be able to grow. Hallelujah. Many people have said it before, and it sounds like a church cliche, but the word says, I thank God that I'm not what I used to be. Even though I recognize that I'm not what I'm going to be, I thank God that I'm not what I was. What that means is grace on grace. That means that God has given me grace to pick me up out of that pit of despair. And he's given me grace to still live another day. And his grace will carry me through all of the issues of today to help me get to tomorrow. Grace says we have an expected end. Grace says we have a future and a hope. And God is there gracing us from the past to the present, from the present to the future to help us to grow. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible says in Ephesians 2 that it's not of works or of self-effort, hallelujah, that any man should boast, but it is emphatically the gift of God. I was looking at that scripture, and I'm telling you, words are there on purpose. It didn't say it's a gift, but it says it's the gift. Because this gift of salvation becomes the byproduct for which every other gift can then come out of. Hallelujah. We thank God that we know the love of God because we have accepted him and we receive salvation. I thank God that every preaching gift and every teaching gift, the laying on of hands and healing and speaking in tongues, all of these gifts are gifts that flow out of the reception of a gift. And it is the gift of salvation that helps us to grow. Hallelujah. Within this relationship by the grace of the Father, we are empowered by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, who is our helper that causes us to be able to grow. Hallelujah. in our lives. This is what happens in our lives. It is a natural progression of existence. Hallelujah. It's a natural progression of existence to grow and to mature. It's natural. It's supposed to happen this way. Listen, you and I are not as we were. We are not as we were at conception, or else we would lack the ability to survive in this realm. Okay. All right, thank you. He might have needed to get saved. But I'm going to say that one more time. We are not as we were at the point of consummation. Y'all have messed me up. I'm going to say that again. It is natural in the life cycle of human beings to grow, right? When you look at us, we are not as we were at the point of consummation, or else we would lack the ability to survive in this realm. Hallelujah. But through the process of time, change happened. And as we change, the very faculties that we have to survive mature. We're only here because once we were in utero, but while we were being developed, our lungs matured. They grew. Our limbs matured and they grew. Our heart matured. Our brain, and it began to grow in order that when we came forth, we would have what we needed to be able to survive in this realm. Hallelujah. Why is it that God pushes us to grow? It's so we can survive. God has no desire for us to remain how we were. This is why he saves us and then he tells us that we should be renewed in the renewing of our minds. Because there's a desire that we have, and it should be an innate desire for us to grow and to change. Just like it is in our natural bodies. Our natural bodies go through change and we can't do anything to stop it. Hallelujah. When the plan of God has been activated in your life, it is nothing you can do to stop that plan and cause you to grow to become who God called you to become. This is grace personified. And the plan of an almighty planner who took into consideration. See, God can only do what he does because he looks through time and is in all places of time, considering the process that you're going to go through in time and still picked you. So he knew that we were going to mess up. He knew we were prone to fall and make mistakes. But he considered all of that and said, I'm going to use it for my glory. My God. See, when somebody else can't see what you're going to be on your growth process, they will get stuck at the action and only be able to relate to you based on what they saw in the moment. But God don't get caught up in the moment, because he knows the end of the story, and God knows that moments will pass, because the scripture said 1,000 years is as a day and a day is as 1,000 years. It fleets in front of the mind of God. And we're always moving on to become who he designed us to be. So situations help us to grow. Hallelujah. So we're not as we were spiritually, mentally,
physically, emotionally when we first arrived. Babies on the scene are helpless and needy. That's what they are. They are bundles of cuteness, full of need, and are inconsiderate when you don't meet their needs. Cry when they're uncomfortable and will force you to discern what the cry means. Are you wet? Are you dirty? Do you need to burp? Are you hungry? What is it? You have to figure it out, right? But how many of you know that we don't stay that way? Right? But from that state, we grew. And there's an instinctual desire to grow that is parallel with psychological change. As infants become toddlers, they gain motor skills and then sensory coordination. It's a natural progression. It happens, right? From this particular development and growth process, it increases the desire to launch out into self-sufficiency. My kids eventually would get upset when we tried to assist them doing something that we always assist them doing. But this time, rather than allowing us to help them because they grow, time matured them and it told them, you can do this by yourself. So rather than allowing you to do it for them, watch this, because they're growing, what you used to do for them frustrated you. And they said, I can do it myself. You're growing. And some of the things that's frustrating you are because you're still trying to do some of the things that you've grown from. You're frustrated because some of the people that you've allowed to speak into your ear in this season, in this growth mode, how they were the ones to burp you, not to watch you feed yourself. So they're still trying to burp you and you 40. I would not like for my mom to burp me now. It would be irritation to me for a person to try and burp a grown person. It's a natural progression. So why do we spiritually try to stay babies when God is trying to cause us to grow up? Stop crying over some of the things that God is telling you you're crying when you should be praying. I've already given you the wherewithal for you to be able to come out of that thing. But you have got to stand up on the faculties that I gave you to be able to grow in this realm. And you've got to walk away from some things. You've got to walk away from some people. You've got to stop listening to some things. And watch this. Don't respond to everything. When you grow, you find out that if somebody is speaking a word that's not geared for your growth, you don't owe a response. I'm not wasting time talking about last year's news. I don't care how much Trump tries to get on TV, he is not the president anymore. You are a past tense trying to stay relevant. This is what your situations do. Issues will come in your life, and they might be past tense, and people will try and keep those things relevant by bringing them up in your mind to cause you to keep thinking about them and turning over, and the enemy will use it against you when you get by yourself. Listen, this is why you can't sit around having pity parties. You got to learn how to press into the presence of God by yourself, because when you get in there, this is where you grow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God is allowing us to grow as a faithful father would. Now, I want to say this to you, and I hope that it blesses you. But even more, I pray that it causes you to reflect on some areas in your own life that may be stunted. But I want to give you this revelation. Anything that is not growing is dead. This is why you have people who refuse to grow spiritually. They become dead. Because as long as there's life in you, there's something moving. My God. Watch this. I got to do this for visual sake. And it's not until life stops happening in here where life stops happening out here. So I don't have to look like I'm moving right here. Situations don't have to change out here for me to know that on the inside, God is moving in the realm where you can't see. And while you don't see it, he's growing me up in some areas. Look at this. Before he changes it on the outside, he's got to change your mind on the inside. He's got to change how you think. He's got to grow up your perception. He's got to grow up your mentality, right? He's got to grow up your understanding. And then, in that, he's got to grow up what you say. He's got to grow up your conversation. There's just some things that I refuse to talk about. I don't care what it looks like on the outside. I know too much now. Keep searching, enemy. Try to come another way. Because I know what I know about this way. I've seen him work. I've seen him move mountains. I've seen him open doors. And in all of this, my faith has grown. My love has grown. My patience has grown. My understanding has grown. See, this is what we're going to be talking about on the next coming weeks. It's about growth, because growth is not just one-dimensional, but it's multi-dimensional in your life. And it doesn't just help you spiritually, but it helps you relationally. It helps you emotionally. It helps you mentally. And when you grow up, it helps you financially. Growth. I need to grow up. Even if you've reached your physical limit, I have reached my physical maximum. DePaul, I've already had my growth spurt. I'm not coming back in here 6'1 next week. I will be this tall. As vertically challenged as I might be, this is all I got, Pastor Sean. This is it. Don't take the hem out of my pants. I've reached my physical maximum. But there remains spiritual and mental and emotional growth areas, and they need adjusting in our lives. Now watch this. Physically, I might not be growing, but I'm changing. I'm changing. I recognize that I can't do the same things that I used to do for as long as I used to do them. Yesterday, I worked in the garage, and my wife will tell you there was once upon a time where I would have worked in that garage all day until everything that I wanted to get done was done. That was when I was 25. That was when I was 35. But now that I'm 51, it's gonna take some weekend planned activities for the next month. Because I might not be growing, but my body is telling me that you're changing. So this back can only take 30 minutes. These legs can only go for, oh my Lord. I had to, when I got finished working and I got myself cleaned up and washed up, I said, rub my feet. Rub the bottom of my feet. I felt pain in parts of my feet that I did not know exist. I didn't know. You wake up with aches that you never thought. Your body is telling you it's changing. And it's wisdom, watch this, it's wisdom for you mentally to agree with what's going on with you physiologically. I'm not going to press beyond the 51 ability. That recovery time is crazy. I'll move some things around the house and in Atlanta when we were helping the kids move in Atlanta and Florida. I had back aches and chest pains for 3 weeks. Wondering when did I move? What in the world? Pain and hurt and you can become disabled when up here don't agree with what's down here. Right? Growth says pay attention. Stop right there. Don't go no further. You got to preach tomorrow. Pastor LaShawn not preaching. She ain't got the word. I gave it to you, so you better stop. Right? Growth listens. Growth pays attention and just accepts reality. Hallelujah. Right? Amen. 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 So in our lives, we possess a natural progression of existence to grow and to mature. With the power of the Holy Spirit, we are called to become more like Jesus and holy. This is why we're growing. We're growing to become more like Jesus and holy. We're growing to become more like Jesus and holy. We're growing to become more like Jesus and holy. We're growing to become more like Jesus and holy, not deep and weird. And spooky and strange. You can be mature in God and still laugh. If you can't laugh for yourself, I'm laughing at you. Right? We can be mature, you can grow, and you can still enjoy life. But we're growing because God wants us to be more like Jesus and he wants us to be holy, right? Colossians 1, 9 and 10 says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you that and to desire that you might be filled with knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. We want to be filled with knowledge. Filled with it. Right? Where you're going, you need more wisdom. Where you're going, you need more wisdom. How is your wisdom going to be tested? By dealing with some situations where you can act unwise. This is how your wisdom is going to be tested. Ephesians 1, 15 through 18. Wherefore I also, after heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and love to all the saints, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Watch this. That the eyes of your understanding might be enlightened. I pray for you that you grow. I pray for you that you grow so that you can be holy and like Christ. Hallelujah. Psalm 92, 12 through 14. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of God. Watch this. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. Hallelujah. They shall be fat and flourishing. I want to be old, producing fruit, full of fatness and flourishing. I just want to be spiritually fluffy. Because I have walked with God so much. I have listened and I have received. I've sought to grow and be wise. I just want my wisdom to exceed my years. Hallelujah. I want to grow. I want to be in a place. If you are living in Christ, you are staying in the house, dwelling in the courts. This is what he says. You're going to be old, but you're going to be fat and flourishing. Hallelujah. It is nothing like seeing some old people trying to be young. I can't stand seeing people my age in skinny pants. Tamal, I can't stand it. I can't stand some old dudes still trying to dress like they in their 20s, D-Paul. I just don't understand it. You know you can't move in that arthritis. Is fighting them skinny jeans. Growth, wisdom, understanding will help you act your age. 2 Peter 1:1 through 8. Simon Peter, a servant of the apostle of Jesus Christ, to them who have obtained the like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And when you are growing, here's what the Bible says that will happen when you grow. As you are growing in Christ, beside all of this, he gives all diligence to add to your faith virtue. And then once you have grown and he has given you virtue, add to your virtue knowledge. God. And then after he has given you knowledge, add to your knowledge temperance. And after you have grown in temperance, add patience. And then once you have gotten patience, add godliness. Watch this. And then after you have added godliness, because you're growing, brotherly kindness. My God. And then after you've grown and you've added brotherly kindness, add charity, add love, right? When you grow, you grow inwardly first, but there should be a sign of your growth, right? When you cooking, when you're trying to make grits, you don't put the grits in before the water boils. The telltale sign that it's time to add the grits is there's a bubble over. My God. There's water that will, we have one of those flat surface stoves, right? So you turn the eye on and it turns red. And then when something boils over on it, it goes psst. So if you're not there, you hear the signs that is ready, right? So as God is growing you up, there should be a physical sign, but there also should be something that you hear, right? Right? It should be something that bubbles over. The Spirit of God, as he's in you, should be like effervescence. It should be like a bottle of pop that you shake up. When you open up the top, everything just spills over. So when the Holy Ghost is in you, he should shake up your life. He's helping us to grow. And as we're growing, he's shaking us up. So that when the top is taken off, what's in us is going to come out of us. So it's the acid that you used to burn folk with should be replaced with brotherly love and kindness and charity and peace and joy and faith and peace and love and hope and nice words and kindness and gentleness and meekness and love and peace and joy and rest and love and peace and joy and hope and good cheer and all manner of good things and praying for you and I'm loving you through the storm. When you've been shaken up and when you've been impacted by the Holy Ghost who's down on the inside of you, as you grow, it's got to come through on the outside. You can't be an incognito Christian. You can't be a Christian in name only. If you're walking with him, you can't help but be impacted by him. My God. How the church gonna be the church and we can't love? That's the very distinction that God has given the world the right to judge us, because he says, by the love that you have one for another, they'll know that you're my disciples. I can't talk about you on Facebook and then love you at the same time. If God is in you, as he's growing you, it's going to come out of you. I can't be silent. I cannot be silent. I will always, what? Worship you. When you're worshiping the King, what's in you can't help but come out. All right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Right? We're supposed to grow. I said supposed. On purpose. It's natural. I don't want to be a spiritual midget. I'm sorry, that might not be the right. I don't want to be a spiritual little person. I'm so sorry. I'm not, sometimes y'all pray for me. Right? When you stop growing in the natural before time, something wrong. Any part of you naturally that does not mature is an indication of a defectiveness, right? Anything that does not come to be what it's supposed to be, deformity. Right? We need to call stuff what it is. I can't love my enemies like Christ told me to love. Deformity. Right? I can't speak peace to these hellish situations. Deformity. I need to grow. Oh, shoot. Come on, somebody. We're supposed to tell your neighbor, you're supposed to grow. It's part of it. It's part of it. Right? It's part of the life. It's a part of it. It's part of it. You don't buy a light bulb, screw it in the socket, and never turn it on. I got the light bulb. Turn it on. You can't be a Christian and not allow the Holy Ghost to turn you on in darkness. Flip the switch. You're supposed to grow. It's a part of who we are. Say amen. I can't be stepping on y'all toes this fast. This is just the introduction. We're supposed to grow, right? Hallelujah. There are some things about life that you've experienced and held dear. You held some things about the way you thought about things, the way you process things. You held them near and dear to your heart, right? But here's what I'm here to tell you this morning, but God wants you to fundamentally change some things about you that you thought you needed to hold on to. Amen, somebody. There are some things about you that you thought you needed, and God is telling you to put them down. He wants you to grow. Right? Say this with me. I have room to grow. Say it again. I have room to grow. Now, here's the thing. Here's a wonderful thing. It's always easier to see the growth opportunities in somebody else, while at the same time, it's difficult to see the same need in ourselves. I've come to find out that the thing that I recognize in somebody else that gets on my nerves a lot of times is the same thing that's working in me. And the only reason why I recognize it, or the only reason why you identify with it, is because it's the same person that live in your address. Don't get mad at Willie, because Willie live with you too. They always, so do you. They keep doing, and you keep doing it too. You might not be doing it to them, but somebody else is saying the same thing about you. This is, don't be so quick to run around. You got a beam in your eye. You got one too. You knocking over just as many people. Right? We got to recognize what's going on. And God wants us to grow. Say grow. God wants us to do, right? God wants us to pull the wool off of our own eyes and help us to see the areas in our lives where we need to mature, right? This is what he wants. God wants us to grow. Some of those old learned behaviors need to be buried deep in a grave, not a shallow grave. We need to bury some of those old habits deep down in the earth. And I'm going to tell you, the way you get to where you got to bury that thing, you need to be blindfolded so you can't even see how you got there. Blindfold me. Take me to the spot and dig a deep hole. And then don't take the blindfold off until I get back home. Because I don't need to be able to have any point of reference or any point for direction to get back to the very thing that you're trying to kill in my life. That thing that you have stripped away from me, it needs to be so far removed from me that I don't go back to it. This is why Elisha, when he saw Elijah, he went and he took the very yoke that he was using to plow the oxen, and he cut it up and he used it as firewood, because he says, I'm not going back to what I used to do. I'm not going back to that old profession. I'm not getting caught up again. I'm moving to where I need to be. Hallelujah. Because God wants us to grow. 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 Right? Some of us have gotten so hard because of life and frustration and people and us and life and circumstances and people and me, myself, and I, and me in my own way, me in my own eyes, me in in my mind and my way of thinking being the only perspective and got to be the right way. And I have become an icon and I am in my own way and I'm stunting my growth. I'm stunting my own growth. We have become hardened. But God wants us to become pliable. Go to Jeremiah 18. God wants us to become pliable. Right? In order for us to grow, we've got to be pliable. Jeremiah 18, 1 through 4. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house. And there I will cause you to hear my words. It says, then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred at the hand of the potter. So he made it again another, as seemed good to the potter to make it. This is what we need. In order for a potter or an artisan to work with clay, they take this hardened lump, and before they can form it, it has to be doused with water. Water is the word. And this is what needs to happen in our lives. As it is the desire of God for us to grow, we have to be doused with water. The word of God. This is our source for growth. The Bible says in Romans, faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. In order for us to grow, we've got to hear the word. People, look, the Bible tells us also in Matthew 4 that we can't live, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Heaven speaks, and we've got to allow the word to speak on our behalf, right? We're not growing listening to us. We're growing when we listen to the word of God, right? We need to become more acquainted with the word every day. We need to look for an opportunity. This is what I'm gonna tell y'all something. I'm learning. I just learned. Learn faster than me, right? I just learned at 51 how to not get pissed off. I just learned how to not let situations get the best of my emotion. Y'all not saying nothing to me. Learn faster than me. Here's what I have to do. When I'm faced with a situation, and I'm telling y'all this right now, I do this at work. When somebody says something, I just go, Growth will help you shut your mouth, right? I need the every hour. Because they coming. The crazies are coming. The others coming. Strangeness is coming. So I think what we ought to say about this. Somebody, look, I was in a situation, and I was like, come on, y'all, let's go out here and let's look at this problem. And now I'm the boss. I said, come on, let's go out and look at this problem. Why? This is what I did. I'm getting ready to say because I said so, but that would not be value added. I'm going to ask one more time. Can we just go out to the floor? Come with me. And they got up and they were, I could have done. Like Zorro, I keep a knife. Right? I could have cut them down from the knees. Could have, right? The Vikings used to cut folks' lungs out and pull them open like wings. I could have done damage. But growth said, there's a whole bunch of could-haves. But growth says, do what you should. Do what you should. Don't give anybody an opportunity. Don't make place for the devil. You prayed to get over this. Here's an opportunity where you can get over this. Take a minute. Before you start jaw-jacking, fill me with wisdom, Lord, because I want what's in me to come out of me. And that's you. I want them to see you. Didn't you ask the Lord to fill you up? You did, because they sang it in praise and worship before, and if you was all out there, fill my cup, Lord, like the deer. Fill me up, God, so I can go to the water and drink. I can't even think of the words right now. Well, you know, y'all know the song, like the deer chase after the water brook. I can't even think of, you know the song. I can't even think of all the right words, but y'all sang them. Y'all, use me, Lord, use me. Didn't y'all say that? Y'all did. I seen y'all standing right there in praise and worship. I want to be more like you. You said it. I heard you, saw you. Ha ha. God. You. Now that you said it, now when you begin to live life out of here, when the benediction, now the service time has begun. We come in to worship, but we leave to serve. So give me what I need in here so I can grow up when I go out there. And I want to be able to take a moment. Woo. I'm not going to allow you to let you get in my mind and play. I'm not going to allow ego, because when you do so, ego start jumping. Tag me in. Tag me in. Tag me in. Tag me in. I got something I want to say. Right? I got to let the Spirit of God come forth. Not my ego. He might be jumping, but I got to tell him, chill out, chill out, chill out, chill out. Growth says. God wants us to grow up. We don't have to react to everything. We need to learn how to respond to everything. Hallelujah. The world is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. And the pandemic came. And it tried to take away the efficacy of the church. But I behold, and I'm telling you right now, that the power of God is being restored to the church. And I'm not talking about just in name only, but with signs and with miracles and with wonders. And somebody shouldn't look at you and wonder. Because I'm growing. Amen. All right, y'all sit down for a second. I was trying to just talk this thing through. I got a lot to. I'm going to be done. The Bible says that the clay was marred in the hand of the potter. That marred means it became decayed, right? It was cast off. It was corrupt. Right, it was corrupt. It was spilling over. It was waste. Right, it became waste. Right, this is how we come to God as we are. Nobody can do anything with us. We waste. really, we run over, we spill over, right? We're refuse, right? We're the part of sheet metal that gets cut off after the cut die, that gets pushed away as scrap. This is how we've been regarded as nothing. But God takes the scraps. And in the hand of God, that which is considered as scrap is put on the wheel, and God begins to make us. And in the hand of, this is what I love about it. He says that after we become marred in his hand, he makes it again. He makes it again another. Watch this. He don't see the fact that we're messed up, throw us away and get another piece and start all over. But what he does is he lovingly begins to craft us until we become what we should become. He's loving us to growth. Hallelujah. Don't you say, Lord, grow me up. He says, I am. In this situation that you're in right now, I'm using it to process you, to help you to grow. This is the process that I've chosen to use to help you to grow. And what's happening is you're fighting my process. You're fighting the process. I've poured the water over you already, but you've got to just allow me to knead out those bubbles. You've got to allow me to smooth out that rough place. You've got to allow me to round off that corner. This is God, you're in my hand. This is what we have to remember, that when we're going through a rough place, we're in the hand of an artisan, and he knows exactly what to do with us. Hallelujah. But Lord, help me to grow. Hallelujah. God wants us to grow up. Your prayer life needs to grow. It does. Your ability to properly live out the principles in the Word of God needs to grow. What if frustration has become your normal day and your normal way of responding? I'm frustrated all the day long. God says it's time for you to grow up. Let the frustration go. Listen, one of the things I think that frustrates us the most is we can't control people to make them be what we think they ought to be when we want them to be it, the way we think that we need them to be it, how we need them to be it right now. Think about some of your areas in your life that's outside of the realm of your control. Not just people, but stuff, situations that's outside of the realm of your control. How do you handle that? God said, it's time to grow up. I want to stop repeating the same cycles that I've been going through in my life. And the only way for me to stop repeating cycles over and over and over and over is to grow up. Stand with me.
Thank you for listening to TGT Speaks, our multimedia voice emanating from the True Gospel Tabernacle Church of Detroit. You can subscribe to us at TGT Podcast on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Spotify. If you like TGT Podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review. And also, if you would like to donate to our ministry, you can visit our website at www.tgtchurch.org and give your tax-deductible donation through PayPal. We really appreciate the generous and tangible love gift of any monetary denomination from our friends and partners. And we commit that your love gift enables us to continue furthering the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your support, and we'll see you next week.